was interviewed about this. Finding a copperhead in a tree in January is unheard of. I don't doubt it went down the way he said it did, but in doing so, it made him the unluckiest guy in America.
All right, now piggybacking off of that real quick, I'm going to delay my American Hero story until tomorrow because I had a similar situation of seeing something in January in a certain place. Yesterday, I am at the CVS in Burr Ridge, Darien.
Okay.
Wherever it was, I forgot exactly where it was. Willowbrook Road, I think
right
it is.
Right down there, it's somewhere.
The diagonal gets you up to 75th. I'm standing in that CVS in the parking lot, and right over my head flies an osprey. I kid you not, my ID on this bird is 100%.
Infallible.
It had every telltale. I had a great look at it. My vantage point could have been one of the plates from the Cornell Ornithological book.
I keep that book at the house.
Well, it was an osprey. It was big. It had the crook wing. It had the unmistakable underside. In January, in Chicago, he was flying due south, but these birds are supposed to be in Florida in September is when they leave. I don't know how long it takes them to get there. I don't know if they stop over to see the sights. They go to Graceland, whatever.
There's a layover in Knoxville.
Right. But so I DM'd Dale Bowman because he tracks a lot of this stuff and he does, you know, Wild of the Week, and he's always following exotic birds and interesting sightings and all that. I'm like, this is an osprey, dude. And he said, it's possible. And I needed the validation, but I'm 100% on the ID.
Okay.
But I needed the validation because he said that there has been a lot of open water because there hasn't been an early freeze over.
No.
His bet was Des Plaines River, and as long as they've got food, and as long as they've got open water, they've got a food source, they're not going to leave a perfectly good food source. But it was I was stunned because it wasn't even when I saw the bird coming, like, oh, it's an eagle. It's got to be an eagle. Or you know, red-tailed hawk, obviously, middle of the day, sunny. But it wasn't. I'll be damned. Osprey in Darien. There's your Wild of the Week report.
There you go. That is the Midday Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. We're going to talk some more football and relate what we saw yesterday to the Bears as well. Rich Campbell, Chicago Tribune Bears beat reporter, joins us in just a few. It is Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
For me, it was the Chiefs, who rarely win playoff games at home, and I'd like to see Andy Reid get another shot. And